Hello everyone, are you ready for this full moon? The full moon taking place while Mercury is retrograde. Now, as you know, retrograde Mercuries are about redoing, rethinking, all of that, which I've gone into before. And it will be retrograde till I believe the 20th, I think it is, about around there, the 20th of this month, right. When it turned retrograde, it turned with a conjunction to Mercury and to Venus. And so it gave us a really good opportunity of putting that re before the things that they rule. And Venus rules love, affection of all kind, money, creativity. So during this time period of the retrograde, we've got that going on. Now, to have a full moon while Mercury's in retrograde, is because full moons are about releasing, this really gives us that choice of doing the work, using whatever tool you've got, whether it's EFT, whether it's the emotion code, what I did with the class today with releasing the old memories, the ancestral stuff and the past life, whatever it is, this is an excellent time to accomplish this. Now, as the full moon takes place at 19 degrees 52 minutes of Taurus Scorpio, when it's that close, I take it to the next degree, so I'm using 20 degrees. The gates in human design don't change. They've got 6 degrees and a gate. And the gate that the sun is in, gate 43, is about insight, breakthrough, you know, seeing clearly what it is we need to rethink, redesign, relook at. And then the opposition, the moon, in gate 23 is about peeling away the non-essential. I mean, what a great combination for a full moon, peeling away the non-essential. Now, while this full moon takes place with this peeling away of the non-essential and the insight and the breakthrough to peel away what we need to peel away, all right? So then we look at this full moon, and I'm getting excited as I look at this because Saturn and Pluto are both in beneficial angles to these two points. They're in a trine from Capricorn to Taurus, they're in a trine to the moon, and a sextile, an offer too good to refuse, to the sun. So, number one, that's a massive support. Then we have Neptune at 16 degrees in a beneficial trine to Mercury, the retrograde Mercury. I call Neptune the miracle maker. Now, the Sabine symbol for it is ingenuity. So you've got ingenuity, you've got the insight, the breakthrough, the peeling away of the non-essential, all of this on a full moon under a retrograde Mercury. Oh boy, it's as if the universe is saying, come on guys, look at it. You can do this. All of these planetary positions supporting you. Then I noticed that Mars at 25 degrees Libra is in a sextile to Jupiter, the great benefactor, at 25 degrees Sag. Jupiter is faith, optimism, abundance. Mars is courage, energy, action. I'm going to hound everybody I know in this next few days, but especially beginning on Tuesday. And it actually takes place at 8:30 in the morning here on the Eastern Seaboard. But the thing is, with the full moon, it's got the 2 weeks of that open energy to accomplish this. So, you know, this by the time that this 2 weeks are over, Mercury then will have turned direct. So we have a wonderful opportunity to, to do these things. So I looked at I looked at the Sabian symbols, which are on my website. You've probably, you know, read them already. For this, for the 20 degrees Scorpio and Taurus. Now, I love the combination of putting these two works together, the human design and the astrology, because, as I said, the gate has 6 degrees in it. So the gate that the sun is in, gate 43, that's where it's insight, breakthrough. Okay, but what about the specific degree? So if you look, you can read it, but basically the word for that degree in that gate is the word daring. When positive, the degree is a psychological indomitability with which the human spirit plunges ahead in every new adventure or accomplishment. That is the degree in this insight and breakthrough. I mean, that is, you know, that is pretty crazy. Then the moon, which is appealing away the non-essentials, the key word for this is, excuse me, exaltation. When positive, the degree is efficiency in controlling events at any point of transition or crisis. And that degree that I just read, exaltation, when positive, the degree is the efficiency in controlling events at any point of transition or crisis, in the gate of peeling away the non-essential. So guys, we have a 2-week period here that is supported. This full moon itself, as I just pointed out to you, the insight, the breakthrough, the peeling away, all right? And then to have daringness and the exaltation, all of that is happening just with the full moon. And then you've got Saturn, which in the beneficial angle is giving wisdom. Pluto is transformation. It's the caterpillar that becomes the butterfly. And then we've got Neptune, the miracle maker, with the ingenuity in a beautiful trine to that retrograde Mercury. So, you know, it's a win-win situation. If we don't do something, if we don't use the tools that we have, whatever tool you've got, use it. Do the tapping. You know, I have full moons and that. You've gotten an idea by now if you've watched some of my videos. And don't get hung up on if you're doing it right. Intention is the most important part. When you're using your body, when you're tapping, when you're using the emotion code, you're touching the physical body, you're doing it with, I use the wand with all the frequencies, but you can use the magnet, you can use your hands. But do something, because this is, you know, an incredible opportunity. Now, I just want to look at, gate one now is where the retrograde Mercury is. Let me just see what gate one is. Creativity. Creative self-expression. That's where Mercury retrograde is at the exact degree for this full moon. Creative self-expression. Okay, let's look at 17 degrees Scorpio and see what that says. Now remember, it's retrograde, so it's going backwards, not forwards. So in this case, I won't go forward with the degree. So the degree is 17, it's almost 18, so let's look at both of them and see. Okay, so the one that is just coming out of and going into from the 18 to the 17, 18 degrees Scorpio, is the key word is fulfillment. When positive, the degree is high success in every area of true self-interest. And of course, it's going backwards. So the 17 degrees is nucleation. When positive, the degree is an illimitable self-potentiality with effective spiritual or ideal, as well as practical or everyday orientation. The heading on this one is called The Woman, the Father of Her Own Child. In other words, you are both parents to yourself. And that's where the Mercury is in this gate one that I just read. So looking at this, guys, I don't know about you, but I am really going to empower all of these positive statements. And if you know where it falls in your chart, then you know the areas in which it's going to have these effects. But look at it. Everything is pointing, peeling away the non-essential. Insight, breakthrough, ingenuity. Oh my God. Come on, guys. We have to do this. So blessings. Go to work and let's do it.